Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the last Aliyah in Parshas Bamidbar, that is Perek Dalet, Pasuk Aleph. And we're going to start learning about how the Mishkan was actually packed up and carried along the journeys of Klal Yisrael. The Pasuk tells us, Vaydavar Shalom Moshe al Aaron Lemar, Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron saying, Nasez Resh B'nei Kahas Mitech B'nei Levi, L'mishpachaisim L'beis Avaisam. Take account of the sons of Kahas from among the sons of Levi, according to their families, according to their father's house. Miben Shalashim Shana V'malav Ad Ben Chamishim Shana, from 30 years and up until 50 years old, Kol Bal HaTzava, says Melacha Ba'al Ma'id, anyone that could come to the Tzava to do Melacha for the Al Ma'id. Over here, Tzava doesn't mean army, it means who could join the group that's going to be doing work for the Mishkan. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis, Nasei Ezrash, Menei Mehem, count from them as Haru'im Lava this Masa, whoever could do the work of carrying. And Vehemi Ben Shleishim, Va'ad Ben Chamishim Shana, this is from 30 until 50 years old. And Va'apachas Mishleishim, son who's less than 30, Loinis Malakaychai, his strength isn't fully developed. Mekan Amru, from here they say, Ben Shleishim Lekayach, that a 30-year-old for strength. Va'yersar Ben Chamishim, son who's older than 50, Kaychai Machash Me'ata, his strength starts diminishing, so therefore, there was this limited time from 30 to 50 years old that a person could do work of carrying the Mishkan. Back to Chumash Pasuk Dalid, Zayis Avayit Zibnei Kahas Ba'ayil Ma'id. This was the Avayit of the sons of Kahas in the Ayil Ma'id. Kodesh HaKadoshim, it was the absolutely most holy work. Pasuk Dalid and Rashi over here tells us, Kodesh Kadoshim, HaMekudesh Bechulan, the most holy of all of them, Ha'arain and the Shulchan, VaHaMenorah and the Mizbechas, VaPareches and Klei Sharis, this was the most holy parts of the Mishkan. Back to Chumash Pasuk Hey, now we have a detailed description of exactly how it was packed up and carried. Uba Aaron Ubanav Ben Saya Machne, and Aaron and his sons would come when the camp had to travel. V'haridu Eis Parachas HaMasoch, and they would take down the Parachas. V'kisu Bas Aaron HaIdos, and they would cover the Aaron with it. V'nasnu all of Kisur HaTachash, and they should put a covering of Tachash skin on it. Uparsu Beget Klil Tcheles Momala, and spread a blue wool, a Tcheles covering on top of that. V'samu Badav, and then put the poles inside the Aaron. Let's just take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Hey, Uba Aaron Ubanav, Yachnitsu Aaron and his sons, they would actually put every keli into the nartek inside the container or the pouch or whatever what was supposed to carry it, as we're going to be delineating now. And all the B'nai Kahas had to do was actually carry it. So Aaron and his sons would actually put the kelim into their necessary pouches and whatnot that would cover them, and the Levim would actually carry it. Continues Rashi, when the cloud moved away, they knew that they should journey. And back to Chumash Pasuk Zayin, we move on to other kelim in the Mishkan, va'al shulchan alpanim, and on the shulchan yifrasu beket chelos, they should cover it with a blue wool covering. V'nasnu al v'sakaris v'sakapis v'samanakiyos v'eis k'sais hanasech, and they should put on top of that the dishes, the spoons, the supports, and the covering tubes. V'lechem atamid olav tia, and the lechem tamid should always be on it, meaning the lechem alpanim should always be on the shulchan. Uparsu aleim beket toilas shani, and they should spread on top of that entire thing a scarlet covering. V'kisu aisai, and cover it mechser atachash, again with a tachash skin. V'samuas badav, and then put the poles inside the shulchan. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Zayin. Ka'aris v'chapas v'ksais v'mnakiyos. Kvar pirashi. I've already explained these melechas ha-mishkan in the discussion of the mishkan in earlier parshas. And back to Chumash Pasuk Tes. V'lokhu beget chelas. And they shall take a blue wool covering. V'kisu es menaris ha-ma'ar. And cover the menaira ves neiroseh. And its lamps ves malkachev ves machtaiseh. And its tongs and its scoops. V'eis kol klei shamna. And all of the oil-related kelim. Asher yishar su labahem that is used to service the menaira with. V'nasnu aisav ves kol kelim. And they shall place it in all of its utensils. Or tachash into a covering of tachash skin, v'nasnu alamait, and place it on the pole. So let's see Rashi over here, pasuk tes about the menorah, malkochea, its tongs, kemin tzvas, this is like a tongue, shemayshach bas apsila, l'chol tzad shiyotze, he could pull the wick to whichever side he wishes, machteisea, the scoops, kemin kaf katana, this was like a small spoon, v'shule pshutim, v'lois galgalim, and the bottom was flat and not round, v'ein l'mechitz l'faneo, it doesn't have a wall in front of it, elam yitzidea, only on the side, v'chayse bas dashon aneris, and he scoops up the ash of the neris with it, shemitivan, when he prepares them to be lit. The lamps, chenais and bashem, and this is what the oil is put into, vapsilais and the wicks. And Pasuk Yunarashi tells us, el mechse ar tachash, into a covering of tachash, kimin martsof, this was like some sort of bag, some sort of pouch, the menaira and all of its kalim were put into. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yudalef, val mizbach hazov, what about the golden mizbach? Yifrasu beget cheles, again, a beget cheles, a blue wool covering is put on top of it, vikiswais, and it's covered in mechse ar tachash, with a tachash skin covering, vesam was badav, and the poles are put into it, velakwas kol klei hashars, and they should take all the klei shars, asher sharas ubam Kodesh, that is used to service the Mizbech Hazav, v'nasnu al-beget chelos, and they shall put it on a tcheles covering, v'kisu ha'isam, and cover them v'chser ha'tachash, again with the tachash covering, v'nasnu al-mait, and put it on the pole. V'dishnu ha'mizbech, and they should clear all the ash off of the Mizbech, uparsu all of beget argam, and they should put a purple wool covering on top of it. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Beis. As Kol Klei Hasharis Asher Sharsu Bam BaKadesh, Besaych HaMishkan, this is inside the Mishkan, Shu Kadesh, which is Kadesh, Vim Klei HaKtaris, these are all the implements used during the Ktaris, Shem Sharsim Bohem, BaMizbech HaPnimi, which the Kehanim use on the inner Mizbech. Vidishnus HaMizbech, says Rashi, they should clear all the ash off of the Mizbech, Mizbech Nechayshas, this is talking the Mizbech Nechayshas. Vidishnu, what does this mean? Yitlus HaDesh and Me'olav, they should clear all the ash away from on top of it, that's before they carried it. Uparsu Olav Beged Argaman, a purple covering went on it. What about the fire that came from Shemayim? That was actually crouching beneath the cloth, ka'ari, like a lion, at the time that they journeyed. And it didn't burn the cloth. Why not? Because they would overturn a large copper pot on top of it, and that's why it didn't burn the covering on top of it. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yudalad, v'nasnu olav, and they shall place on it, on this covering, as kol kailav asher sharsu olav bahem, all of the different kelim that are used to serve the mizbech, as hamachtes, as hamizlagais, as hayoyim, as hamizrakais, the fire pans, the forks, the shovels, the basins, kol klei mizbech, all the kelim related to the mizbech, uparsu olav kisu atachash, and they should cover it with a tachash covering, v'samu badav, and then put the poles inside of it. Rashi Pasuk Yudal tells us, machtes, what are these? Shebehem chaisim gecholim. This is called a fire pan because it would dig out the coals, the trumas hadeshen, for trumas hadeshen, asu yikim in machvas, it was like a pan, she'en la el shalash mechitzas, it only has three walls, umelfanen, at the front of it, she'evas hagecholim, it's able to scoop up the coals. Mizlagos, these forks. Tzinars shal nechashes, these are copper hooks, actually. They're not really forks. Shebehen makim be'evarim, they would hit the evarim of the animals, sha'al mizbech, that were on the mizbech, lahafchan, to turn them over, kadesh yis achlu, so they should be completely burned by the fire, yafe umaher, quickly and completely. Ya'im, these shovels. Hey, magrefais, these are the scrapers, the shovels. Vehen shal nechashes, they were made of copper. Behem mechab nesadeshen, they would sweep away the ashes with this, me'al mizbech, from the mizbech. And back to Chumash Pasuk Tazvav. Vechila arnu banav l'chasses a kodesh, v'es kol klei ha-kodesh, and Aaron and his sons should finish covering the kodesh and all the klei ha-kodesh. V'nsoi ha-machina, when the camp journeys, v'achrekein, and after that, yavayu b'nei kas lases, the sons of a kas should come to carry it, v'lo yigu al ha-kodesh v'mesu, and they should not come to touch the kodesh and die. Eil masa b'nei kas b'al maid, this is the carrying, the masa, the burden of the sons of kahas in the oil maid. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk tazvav, l'chasses ha-kodesh, ha-arnu ha-mizbech, this is talking about the arnu and the mizbech, v'es kol klei ha-kodesh, ha-menorah u-klei shares, the menorah and the klei shares. And the pasuk had said that they shouldn't come to touch it, and die, she'im yigu, because if they do touch it, chayav misa b'dei shemayim, they're chayav misa b'dei shemayim. And back to Chumash Pasuk Tazayin, ufkutas Elazar ben Aaron HaKayin, and the job of Elazar ben Aaron HaKayin, he had a special job, shemen hama'or, that was the oil for the lamp for the menorah, uktaris asam and the ktaris, uminichas atamid, v'shemen ha-mishka and the anointment oil, pekudas kol ha-mishkan, v'chol asher bai, b'kodesh v'kelov, the charge of the entire mishkan and everything with it, the kodesh, and all of its kalim. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Tazayin. Ufkudas Elazar, shehum emun aleim, for he was in charge of them, lasusaisim, to carry them, shemen, uktairis, v'shemen ha-mishchan, u'minchas ha-tamid. All of mutal, it was his job, letzavis, to give orders, lezaris, and to encourage everyone who had a job to do that, u'lahakrav, and to actually offer what needs to be done, be'ischan yasin, at the time that they encamped. Pekudas kol ha-mishkan, he was in charge of the entire mishkan, va'id, and in addition, hayemuna al-masa b'nei kahas, he was in charge of that which had to be carried by b'nei kahas. Letzavis ish-ish, to command every single person, Alvidase, telling him what he needs to do, Valmasayan, what he needs to carry, Vahu, Hamishkan Vachal Sherbai. That's what the Pasuk is referring to when it says, Hamishkan Vachal Sherbai, Kasudurim Lamala, everything that we've said above, Biparshazu, in this section, Avamasa B'nei Gershon Murari, however, whatever B'nei Gershon Murari are going to carry, She'enim Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's not the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's not the holiest things, Alpi Yisamar Haya, that was carried out by Yisamar, Kamosha Kasav Parshas Nasai, like we're going to learn about in the next Parsha. Now let's go back to Chumash, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vaidabar Shalom Moshe Val Aaron Lemar, Hashem spoke to Aaron and Moshe saying, Al tachrisu shevet mishpachas ha-kahasi mitoy chalvim. Don't cut off the shevet of the kahasi families from among the levim. V'zois asu lahem v'chayu v'loya musu. This you shall do for them, so they should live and not die. B'gishtam as kodesh ha-kadoshim, when they approach the kodesh ha-kadoshim, Aaron uban of Yavayu, Aaron and his son shall come, v'samu oisam ish ish al-vadasi v'al-masai, and they shall place him, they shall assign him, each man to his work and to his carrying his burden, v'loya v'o liras kibalas ha-kodesh v'mesu, and they should not come to look as the kodesh is put in, lest they die. What's this talking about? Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Yudches, Al tachrisu, do not cut off. Meaning, Al tergemu lehem shemusu, don't cause them to die. V'loy avayu liras kibalas ha-kodesh, they shouldn't come to look as the kodesh is put in. What does that mean? L'soich nartik shaloi, into its container, into its carrying pouch, k'moshim first l'mal, like we explained, b'parsha zu, in this discussion, Parsu all of Beged Pliny that they should put such and such Beged over it, V'chisu Oise Mechse Pliny, and cover it with such and such a cover, Ubi Lua Shaloi, when we say, while it's being inserted, what's that talking about? Hu Kisuyai, that's its covering. Meaning, they have to ensure that as the most holy parts of the Mishkan are being put away, they're being covered, that the B'nai Kahas should not look at it, they're only allowed to carry them, but they're not allowed to look at them as they're being put away. With this, we conclude Parshas Bamidbar. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.